y'all. It's Dr. Tamika Scott. Welcome to Baseline and Boundaries, a Mindset Revolution, the podcast where leadership meets mindset transformation. Hello, 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 and welcome or welcome back to Baseline and Boundaries, a Mindset Revolution. I am Dr. Tamika Scott, your host, and today we're just going to dive deep into some real talk that's going to maybe shake up your world, and it's really on the cusp of some of the conversations that I have with some amazing women during the Leadership Symposium Spring 2024. So with that, I am super excited that you are listening to me or rocking with me today. And so with that being said, let's go ahead and dive directly into this topic, a topic that I believe hits close to home for many of us. That is overcoming self-sabotage, breaking through limiting beliefs. Let's go. All right. So before we get started, I want to really set the stage for today's conversation. Now, many of you already know that I'm all about shining light on some amazing folks. And if you didn't know, now you know. So I want to set the stage for today's conversation. And I want you to get someone in your head, whether they are living or they've passed on, but get somebody in your head that you believe is a fierce person. For me, it's usually goes to like a Michelle Obama or Ava DuVernay, Beyonce. I love Maya Angelou and some other great folks. So consider someone or some folks like that. And what we're going to do is dive deep into their stories, but then also provide some context around some of the sneaky patterns that hold us back from being our best version of self, drop some real talk and actionable strategies to help you unleash your full potential post this episode. So with that in mind, I want you to take a moment, find your person, and get ready. So picture this. You have this amazing idea that you've been sitting with. You are super excited about it. And you are ready to take off and share it with the world. All to then, out of nowhere, question yourself or sit in procrastination. It's that doubt that creeps in. And you start to ask yourself questions like, am I really cut out for this? Do I even deserve this level of success? Am I good enough? Do I even deserve it? Will they listen to me? It's that type of narrative that will start to take over. And that, my friend, is self-sabotage in action. Now, I know this might not be all of your stories, or maybe you can't connect or relate to this. So if you, my experience with self-sabotage. So I remember a time when I was offered an amazing opportunity. And it was like, let's call it the dream job. No joke. But as the time and the process of onboarding began, my inner critic or little Tamika started really acting up. And I will be the first to tell you that I doubted myself. I questioned my skills. I even was looking up the other candidate to try to figure out why they chose me over that person. Now, that's just downright crazy. But I did it. And it was then when I actually had to ask myself the question of, do you not believe you're worthy of such an opportunity? Have you not worked your butt off to get this opportunity? And that's when I realized that I really needed to snap on myself in the most professional way in order for me to kick self-sabotage to the curb. And guess what? I hope this is like fully on and you can hear me loud and clear. We all, let me say that one more time for the people in the back. We all have the power to kick self-sabotage to the curb. So that we can step into our greatness. So now we're going to dive even deep. We're going to drop some serious wisdom bombs, at least I think they are, to help you overcome those limiting beliefs, if that's your story, so that you can own your amazingness. All right, so I hope you got some paper and a pen, or type it out on your phone, or just listen to this episode again. Either way, I want you to remember this. Overcoming self-sabotage is going to be a daily practice. It's not a sprint. It is truly a marathon. But it's a journey worth taking. And know that you got this, and that you are enough. I want you to believe in yourself and trust your instincts. And remember that, if nothing else, listening to this podcast, I'm sure you're connected to Equity Minded Consulting's community. So you have a squad of folks who share similarities, who are connected and experiencing life together in that community. Because in this community, the EMC community, it's important to know that although you're running the marathon, you're not alone. We're all running a race, different speeds, different places, but all together with a shared understanding of just that. All right, first thing, patterns. I almost feel like I should be saying like pattern power. Sorry, if you don't have kids, you don't have context for that. So my apologies. The patterns. I want us to take a moment to reflect on the importance of understanding that there are some patterns that will hold us back. And I want to offer you some strategies to overcome them. It's important that we're identifying those triggers so that we can rewrite that inner dialogue that we're having with ourselves, and making sure we're surrounding ourselves with folks who are seen as role models or have demonstrated an ideal of the ideal and the concept of the importance of positive self-talk. It is by being around individuals who will challenge what I like to call our mind drama or thought errors that will allow us to flex that muscle and develop the growth mindset that's needed in order to overcome self-sabotage. So I love Maya Angelou. I have a lot of her quotes around my office. And for those of you who may not know, she's the iconic poet and civil rights activist. And she has shared her story, in particular as a little girl, and how she faced numerous challenges and moments of self-doubt throughout her career. And you all, she's amazing. Like, she wrote Still I Rise to Phenomenal Woman. Like, Phenomenal Woman, that is me. Like, there's so many points to her shared story and in her writings that we can really take some of the tips of her ability to demonstrate strength to get us to our next level. So let's talk about some of these things that we need to be doing. The first one is identify your triggers. So I want you to be able to take moments and situations or circumstances to reflect. Like, what's triggering the thought of I'm not worthy, or am I good enough, or do I deserve this? Like, where is that coming from? It's by reflecting on the why behind the statement that you can really identify what the core issue is. And sometimes it's just a level of fear that presents itself. But it's important that you recognize when the thought error of I'm not enough, when it comes up, where it's coming from or why is it presenting itself, right? And it's by recognizing those type of triggers that will empower you to be proactive in managing them. So when you have that question of I'm not enough, and you're able to then engage with self and say, why do I feel like I'm not enough? And you can answer those questions. then you can offer yourself evidence of your lived experience that demonstrates to you that you are enough and the different ways that you've been enough. And for me, when that doesn't work, I tend to go back to what God has said about me. What I know to be true is what the Lord has said about me. And that allows me to interrupt that mind drama, interrupt that pattern of thought process, and go back to what many say is our manufacturer. Who does he say I am? There's another amazing woman, Viola Davis, and she shares throughout social media, and you also see people sort of using a couple of her sort of spoken word or speeches where she actually talks about how it is vital for us to be challenging that self-talk, that negative self-talk in particular, that rises up and it rears its head as it relates to our enoughness, or are we worthy enough? Are we deserving of said experience? And it's important to then replace that type of language or dialect in our minds with some positive affirmation. It is that powerful affirmation that will increase thoughts and ideas around our worthiness, as well as our potential to be amazing. All right, now some of you may be wondering, Tamika, what is the evidence you're referring to? For me, what I like to tell clients is, as they're creating their goals or visions for their life, is to make sure that they are breaking down successes or their goals into tangible steps. And so that way it gives them the opportunity to get accustomed to celebrating small wins in order to get to a big win. It is that type of celebration that I like to tell my clients, make sure you put that in your pocket so that you can save it for later. And you're saving it for later so that when that negative talk, which is self-sabotage, comes into your the reoccurring thought or idea within your head, you can then answer the question. So instead of you just sitting with, why did they choose me? You can answer yourself the question with evidence based off of things that you've been able to successfully do, and therefore you celebrated them. So an example for me would be completing my degree. Or let me actually fast forward, right? I think like a moment for me, as it relates to even creating this podcast, some of the negative talk I had was, who wants to listen to me? Like, what else can I add to all of the conversations that are out there? And if I peel that back a little bit, it's really the feeling of, it's the fear of being afraid of the unknown, not knowing if I'm meeting like some intentional or unintentional standard. Or what if I don't get this right? What if I get it wrong? What does that say about me then? What else can I offer? And the reality is, like, my journey, as well as some of the work that I've been able to do with a lot of great folks, has been to me like no other. And so there is someone out there who can benefit from Tamika's narrative and Tamika sharing other folks' narrative to offer a opportunity for us to really look at how our inner thoughts or inner child plays a role in how we show up in spaces. And I don't know if I'm either not listening to enough podcasts, or maybe, just maybe, like, the truth is my unique approach to how I do mindset work is just that, unique. And so I'm enough in that aspect because I uniquely show up as myself. And so when I show up as me authentically, for me, authentically, knowing who I am, what I bring to the table, and whose I am, I don't get that wrong at all. Checkmate, bitches. No, I'm totally joking. All right, let's dive into number two, self-compassion and self-love. Now, our forever first lady said it best. She said, we need to do a better job in putting ourselves higher on our to-do list. Now, that in itself is for real, a for real thing. It's important that we celebrate and prioritize our well-being. It allows us to celebrate our worthiness, and we're able to then develop a hyper-awareness to when it's time for us to take a rest, and knowing that rest doesn't mean lazy or not doing. We're actually doing work in order to replenish and rejuvenate ourselves. And so that is active work. And so by no forms or no idea is rest laziness. And it also requires us to, within this concept of embracing self-love, is to embrace our uniqueness. Now, there's many aspects of who I am, and I'm quite sure you'll get a feel for that as we continue to dive into different aspects of all the things tied to this podcast. But it's important that we celebrate who we are and where we are in the moment, and know that past versions of self, we don't need to be critical of those versions. What we do need to do is acknowledge that they do exist or did exist, and honor where we were and how we operated in that space, and then create an opportunity to move forward and do it differently. That, again, allows you to not focus on, I wasn't the best version. That was the version that you were at the time, and now you're a new version, and there's new opportunities that present themselves. I also want to make sure, as you relates to self-care, that we're setting some boundaries, right? So baseline boundaries. It's important that when we are establishing boundaries, that we are doing it and knowing that we're doing it out of a expression of self-love. This allows us to really honor our needs, our time, and our energy. It prioritizes a self-respect by saying no to obligations that drain you or just don't align with your vision or who you are in the moment. And it's important that we're creating spaces where that love and self-compassion can really flourish. Again, the importance of rest. So be mindful of the boundaries that you set. And if there's ever a time where you feel like you need to establish a new boundary with the people, do it. Oh, and can I just add this one little thing about boundaries? It's important that we know that a boundary is really, really, really a gate. It's a gate that has a door. It's not a wall without or with windows. It's a gate. It opens and it closes when it's appropriate. It's also important to start to create, if you haven't already, the ideal around gratitude. And gratitude is an opportunity to celebrate your strengths, your achievements, and the growth that you've experienced. Gratitude can remind you of our abundance, and it also encourages us to have a positive outlook on life. It's by those moments or the ability to express that level of gratitude, we're expressing greatness or thankfulness for our life, whether it's a big or small celebration. It's important that we are nurturing ourselves by practicing that type of self-love. Again, you put it in your pocket and you save it for a later date. So, all right, great people, we've covered some serious ground today, at least I think. Is that not a level of self-sabotage? At least I think. Bump that. We've covered some serious ground. We've talked about the sneaky way self-sabotage holds us back. I just gave you a perfect example of it. And so I know I've dropped some major truth bombs on how to overcome it. You just got a real life touch on how to overcome it. But here's the real deal. It's not just about understanding self-sabotage. It's about taking action, calling it out. It's about showing yourself how amazing you are. It's about rewriting your narrative and owning your greatness. So here's your to-do or your call to action, if you choose to take it. Take what you've learned today and run with it. Challenge those negative thoughts. Show yourself some love. And be willing to take bold steps towards your dreams. And if you ever need a reminder that you are capable of greatness, just hit play on this episode and let the wisdom of the shared stories remind you that you got this. I hope you stay tuned to more real talk, more empowerment, and more mindset revolution on Baseline and Boundaries. Until next time, keep shining, keep growing, and remember, you are unstoppable. Here's to seeing and doing it differently. Let's go change the world.